And what I want to get you to see is, I won't have time for all the questions, I know that, but some of them I'll just read at the end just to get you to understand what we're talking about. But I want to see if people you're around every day know that you're a Christian. Other than you say, well, I go to church every Sunday, okay. Do they see from the way you live that you are a Christian? Now, I'll start with myself. I've been a Christian 67 years. I joined a little Baptist church in Tennessee. It was a revival. I think I was 7 years old, almost 8 years old. Some of you are trying to figure it all out now in the age. Don't spend your time trying to do that. Mr. Chase, you have to see me tomorrow, so you better. And people talk about having doubts. No, I don't know if I ever had any doubts about my salvation, but as far as I know, I didn't, because I have always loved Jesus and felt close to Jesus. And one of the questions I didn't put on there, but I probably could have, what times in your life has Jesus moved that you definitely know he moved in your life? I'm talking about after you were saved, things that happened in your life that he moved. You know, one of the important things about that is we need to tell people that. This is a question for all of you, and it's all right to shout out an answer tonight, as long as the language is all right. Now, don't mess anything up here. But you can shout out an answer if you know it. What words do you use during the day that show that you are a Christian or that there's something special about your life?
If the Lord is willing.
If the Lord is willing. That tells the person right quick, you know, that you're depending on the Lord. What else?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Let me hit my pet peeve while we're on it. If you watch The Price is Right, you know this is my pet peeve. Oh my God. That is profanity, folks. That's not honoring God. And if you use it around your house, stop. That's not, God didn't intend for you to use his name like that. Okay, I'm going to get off subject here. I'm not there. What else do people hear you say? Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes, good. Anybody else?
Praise God.
Praise God. One that I use sometimes that people hear me say is, I've been praying about that. What else do they see or hear about you?
God is good.
God is good, yes. Hallelujah, that's right. They'll try to say we're holy rollers. That's all right, that's a good thing to be. Yes, sir.
That was a blessing.
Yes, talking about our blessings. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, I don't have to use the mic. You people are talking to me about. Thank you, Jesus, yes. Do you say that out loud? Do you? Okay.
I'll pray for you.
I'll pray for you. Yes, that sure tells them that you're a Christian, doesn't it? All right, let me ask this question. Mr. Dave, you don't need a mic, I know.
No.
Man, you don't stand by. All right. When were you saved? Either the year or how old you were, either one, doesn't matter.
I was saved when I was 4 years old. And I'm 81 now, 82. This month.
All right.
But I was saved when I was 4 years old.
Where?
In North Carolina. But it was in a Methodist church, which don't make no difference. I'm a Baptist now. Four years old, a little church, and they give me a thing that I had to say, and I still remember whenever I was 4 years old, and I'll tell you what it was. It said, I stepped up on stage. My heart went pitty-pat. I thought I heard somebody say, whose little boy is that? Now, that my daddy sat out there and cried when I said that.
That's great. That's just great.
That's true.
Thank you. Brother Joy, tell us when you were saved and where.
6 years old in Georgia at a revival. The preacher was a self-proclaimed world's shortest evangelist. He was preaching.
I remember as an 8-year-old, hearing people talking about, when you step out in the aisle, don't worry, the good Lord gets you down that aisle. That scared me. And so I went on the front row that night. Because all I had to do was just step out. All right. Mr. Scott.
1975. I was 12. In a Baptist church. It was on a Wednesday night, if I believe right. I can't remember exactly the night, but across the street from me, a couple I got a guy I went to school with, they had what they called a Good News Club. There was kids around the neighborhood and took a group of us kids, my brother and all, included to a Baptist church that night, and we all got saved there.
Okay. Miss Karen, give me an event in your life that has been an uplifting spiritual event other than your salvation.
When my children got saved, and I was able to lead two of my grandsons to the Lord.
Wonderful. Wonderful. How many of you would say that's one of the highlights of your life to see your children saved?
Yeah.
Okay. And children to see your friends saved too. Sure. Mr. Paul, can you think of a time that you could say that God clearly moved in your life?
Oh, our move here. Our move here was a challenge from the time that I said that I would take the job up until we actually moved here. If God wouldn't, if His hand was not in it, we would have been crazy a long time ago.
Okay. Good. This would call this the lightning round. You can say this out loud. How many times a day do you read your Bible? Bible, that's God's book. You know what I'm talking about? Okay.
Two times
a day? Okay.
First thing I do when I get up in the morning, read my Bible.
Good. Who else? Now I know some of the rest of you reading. Just say a number. One. 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 Two. Sounds like we're bidding on it. All right. How many times do you pray a day?
Three or more.
Continuously, all right. Beyond that, when you take a time aside and pray, how many times?
Twice.
Once.
All day.
Yeah. Continuously and pray. That's wonderful.
Two times.
Three times. Judge being the highest there. Okay. Anybody else?
I can't honestly say how I do it too many times.
Okay. How many of you, can show your hand on this one, how many of you can just be riding down the road and you can talk to Jesus?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. And isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? You talk to him any time of the day. It doesn't matter what's going on. You can talk to him. How many of you have a special place for prayer? Few of you there? Yeah. Okay. That shows something in our spiritual lives when we have those prayer closets. Not necessarily really closets, but close to it. How many of you, hands won't want to go up on this one, how many of you watch TV programs that you know in your heart you shouldn't watch because of your spiritual life? Okay. Didn't mean hands go up. The next question is going to be about lying, so. No, it's not. We do a lot of things we know we shouldn't do, but that's one of those evils in our lives. There are good things about it, but there's lots of evil in it too. How often do you quote the Bible? A day? A week? Ever? Do you quote the Bible? If you quote the Bible some, raise your hand. All right, now somebody tell me something you quote. A verse that a lot of people use, that a lot of people know. You say, you know any verses in the Bible? Oh, yeah, I know. There you go, quote it. Okay. Now, something I don't know about the young people today, but we had to learn the 23rd Psalm. And you know, I think of how many times when I'm alone or when something's happening in my life, that I quote that 23rd Psalm to myself, and it gives me strength. That's a part of our spiritual life. Well, let's see what I've got that I hadn't said. Say it out loud. What's your favorite book in the Bible? Favorite person in the Bible other than Jesus?
Paul.
Who?
Noah.
Noah?
David.
Paul.
Daniel.
John the Baptist.
John the Baptist.
Peter.
Esther.
Who?
Esther.
Okay. Yes.
Joseph.
Moses.
Joshua.
Anybody else? Got a lot of favorites there. This is a little harder one. How do people think of an instant, a way that people see your faith in your everyday life? What do you do that shows them your faith?
Smile.
You smile, that's right. That in this world, that doesn't make a big difference. What was this one?
Routinely going to church.
Routinely going to church.
The things not coming out of your mouth as in the world.
Yes.
We talked about a while ago the words, and the words are important. You ought to have spiritual words in your life.
Walking with the Lord.
Just walking with the Lord, absolutely.
Serving others.
Doing what?
Serving others.
Serving others, yes, serving. When people around you have needs, you know who ought to be the first people there to help them? Christians. Us.
Amen.
Not we shouldn't say the quick answer to that is those people at that other church. You know. We ought to be there to help our friends and to help people. Let's see what I haven't asked you. Some of you are scared. I can tell because you're sitting low in your seat. Tell me when you were saved. Mm-hmm. No, no. No, you're not putting off on her. It's yours.
When I was saved, I was 13 years old on Easter Sunday in a Baptist church in Ohio.
Okay. Well, that's one thing that sticks in your mind, doesn't it? You know how things in history, when big things happen, John Kennedy was killed. I know exactly where I was, what I was doing. And when Martin Luther King was killed, I know exactly where I was and what I was doing. I was right in the middle of it, so that's why I remembered. But those things that stick in our mind, boy, that our salvation and the day we were saved ought to stick in our mind. I will never forget that one step. Now, I can't say walking down that aisle, but that one step was the biggest step in all the world. Tell me when you were saved.
Mm-hmm. I was 8 years old.
When?
8 years old.
8 years old, all right. Where? What church?
I'm pretty
positive
it was this one,
but... Okay, right. How many of you were saved in Bible school? Anybody? There's a gentleman right there, Bible school. You remember anything particular about it?
It was at Faith Baptist Church in Burlington, New Jersey, and it was an Awana class, Bible school, for the children. And they gave an invitation, and I went out and the teacher walking through it.
I will always remember, and I know this is not new to any of y'all, but in my little hometown, there's a family, a very prominent family, whose son was killed in a car wreck at about the age of 18. And I always remember that mother getting up in that funeral and saying, I want all of you to know that he was saved in Bible school. And I want you to remember that so you remember how important Bible school is. And we all need to remember that, how important it is. That also, I'll throw this in. This is a little extra something you get. Scripture Press. Boy, we're having a big time over there. You don't know. You'd be scared to come in because we put you to work because there's plenty. And I'm telling you, there's plenty of work to be done volunteer over there. We've got... How many? 3,000 or 4,000 Bibles that need to be thumbed through? They're stacked up that high on the table. That's not an exaggeration. And we still got another 3,000 or 4,000 of that bunch to do. So, you know, you can always use help over there. Just check and let us know if it's a day that we're there. But every time I touch one of those Bibles, I think about somebody might be saved from this one we're doing right here. You know. And that boy, that touches my heart more than anything, that those Bibles are going to go out there in the world, and they're not going to say, oh, Ray, I've sent you this Bible. I'm really going to say, this is the Word of God, and it's been sent to us. How many, I won't ask for hands, but if you'll tell us, I will let you. How many of you have witnessed to somebody? Was somebody willing to tell us? Anybody? Okay.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was at the Antico Progress going to the dealership to have a service. And while I was sitting there, this gentleman, he's from Jamaica, and I asked him did he go to a church around here? And he told me he went to the church. And I asked him, and I said, well, then, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? He said, I'm not sure if he understood more, but I enlightened him a little bit in the means of who Christ was and how, you know, to be saved in the event that, you know, he had doubt. So, yes, I witnessed to him and talked to him about the Lord.
How many of you, this is going to hit a lot of you, when I say a lot of you, I'm talking to me too. How many of you know of an opportunity you missed to witness? Yeah, we all have those, don't we? Boy, we wish that Bill's got both hands going up there. But we wish that we had witnessed somebody when we didn't. Ms. Tracy, tell us about your salvation.
This church.
And we hear preachers say so often that they held an invitation longer because they felt like somebody, that the Lord was talking to somebody. Have you ever been in an invitation where you were in that situation? Maybe you were already saved, but what the preacher had preached on was something that was really burning your heart.
Amen.
And you wanted to say, are you holding this invitation for me, Brother Jim? You know. Brother Jim, when were you saved?
I was saved when I was 6 years old in my home.
And where was home?
Miami, Florida.
Okay. He's truly a Southerner. Not as far south as you go in this country. Amen. We often give people a chance to give a testimony. Is anybody wants to say something that I haven't called on? I know I haven't called on lots of you, but let me look and see. My notes are so hair and scare them here. Oh. If you're willing to tell us, who is a spiritual giant in your life? It may be somebody living now. It may be somebody that's already passed on. Maybe somebody famous. Maybe somebody we don't even know. Just tell us.
My father.
Your father? Okay. Yes, sir.
Billy Graham.
Billy Graham and Adrian Rogers, you mind? Anybody else? Somebody else?
My great-grandfather.
Your great-grandfather, okay. Yes, sir.
Jerry Falwell.
Who?
Jerry Falwell.
Jerry Falwell, okay. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
My wife's uncle, Emily Johnson. He's passed on now.
Okay. I had a man and woman that were just in my life in so many ways as I was growing up, and they were just spiritual giants. And now that they're gone, I see how big they were.
My grandmother.
Your grandmother? Yes.
My dad.
Your dad? How many of you can say that your parents had a strong influence? Okay. How many of you can say that your parents led you to the Lord? Okay. That's a good number too. It means a lot. What's your favorite Christian song?
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace?
I'll Fly Away.
Victory in Jesus?
I'll Fly Away.
I'll Fly Away?
The Old Rugged Cross.
How Great Thou Art.
How Great Thou Art, yes. Somebody.
Power of the Blood.
Power of the Blood. Say it again.
Hark the Herald Angels
Sing. Okay. Good one. Good one. Yes, sir.
Sing it out to you.
Good one. Sure is.
Bowed on my knees.
Another good one.
It is well with my soul.
Another good one. There's one that's out that's in the gospel tracks now that I listen to lots of nights. I pull it up on YouTube. I'm on the battleground for my Lord. I must like it a lot because I'll play it 10 times. And get singing with it, you know. If you ever go by out there and you hear sound like something going on, that's probably what I'm listening to, because I'm on the battleground for my Lord, for my Lord. Okay, let's see what else favorites that we've had. Have I asked for your favorite verse? Did I ask for that? Okay. I've got about 3 minutes here. How involved are you in your church, this church? Oh, I come every Sunday. There are lots of people that come every Sunday that do nothing else but come every Sunday. You know, Mr. Jim will tell you there's still some seats in the choir. Preacher will tell you lots of things that you can do around here that need to be done, that need somebody to do them. Doug will tell you that there's plenty of spaces in Bible school still to help, aren't there?
You know, I help around the church whenever I can.
That's what it takes. If there's anybody that knows spiritual things that you can do around the church, it's that man sitting right back yonder, all the way in the back of the wall. Don't turn around and look, because I'm looking at you. He gets on that lawnmower. And I believe he has worship all over that yard out there. He's going so fast. I thought I heard him singing one time, but he was moaning. He wasn't singing. So, Josh, I'm just kidding with you. And that's another thing. Fellowship. Are you showing fellowship with the people around you? The other Christians around you? Tell them you love them. That's what we didn't say a while ago, or maybe somebody did that to me. We are shy to tell somebody I love you. Because this society, they say, oh, me. What's wrong with them? We need to tell other Christians, our other Christians, to give them strength that we love them and that we care about them. That's really important. How often do you think about heaven? Every day? Every day. And how do you think about heaven?
I can't wait
to go. Okay. You know, there are people who think about heaven in a dread. Oh, man, I don't want to die. But you see, the closer you get to Jesus, death takes a completely different picture. It looks completely different. And you know what? You and I as Christians, we're the ones who need to tell the world out there. Because you hear people talking about, oh, I'm just scared. I'm going to die. They need to know what's coming after death, that there is a life, and it's Jesus Christ. I know I'm leaving something out. I'm going to be mad at myself when I don't. Oh, time. We mentioned a special place for prayer, and we even mentioned how many times a day, but is there a particular time of day that most of us are praying? How many of you close the day praying? Okay. How many of you begin the day praying? Alright. Mr. Carl, what's your favorite verse?
I think it's Genesis 1:1.
You need to be in God. That's right. Good one. Anybody else got anything they want to say? You got 1 minute to do it. Yes, ma'am. Anybody else? Now, do you see what I'm talking about? There's so much in our lives to be spiritual about, and we don't let it be. Let them know you're a Christian. Proclaim to the world that I'm a Christian. I'll tell the world that I'm a Christian. It's a song. It's a wonderful song because we need to tell the world. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to tell each other you love you. I love you. I pray for you. You know, sometimes we as Christians are kind of ashamed to say to somebody, I'm praying for you. I send a lot of little notes out to people you don't even know, to Tennessee people that just say, I'm praying for you. That's all you got to say. You don't have to explain, well, I'm praying for you for this, because they know what you're praying for. And if you're praying for them, that means it all right there. Right now, I guess we go through different things in our lives. Right now, my prayer list is 4 pages long, by name. Most of you are on it because if you're not, it's probably, I don't know your name, but I'll say that person exists, you know. I can do it that way. But every night, before I go to bed, I go down that list and make sure that I'm praying for everybody on that list. And I have found out that it has made me more aware of other people's lives and what I could be doing in their lives. And it's done me a world of good. Last chance for you to say something. Bill?
Romans 8:28. He worketh all things together for the good of those that love him and are the called according to his purpose.
Absolutely. Man, just trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. Now I'm going to answer you a question that some of you have asked several times. Why did you come back here? I got up one morning and the Lord literally told me. I didn't hear it with my ears that way. I heard it with my heart. Because I was fighting every day about whether I was going to stay in Tennessee or I was going to come back to Florida. Because I was so unhappy in Tennessee because Donna wasn't there. And I remember getting up that morning. I couldn't see the Lord in that room, but I know he's in that room. Because he spoke to my heart so clearly and said, you know, I'm a good boy. You know, are you sure now? People are beginning to say you're little, isn't he? That you're going back and forth, you know. But he said, you're gone. And I took him at his word. One day, the preacher and I, when we were going around to pick up people on Wednesday night, he said, tell me why you came back. I said, the Lord told me to. And I don't have any doubt in my heart that the Lord told me that. Let's bow and pray. Lord, we thank you that we can show the world that we're Christians. Lord, so often as humans, we don't show the world. Help us to step out there and say to the world, I'm a Christian and I'm proud of it. Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. He's guiding my life. And Lord, you help us to be more aware in the next few days of our spiritual life and let it show. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Because someday we're going to be singing, I'll fly away. Someday we're going to have the victory in Jesus. Thank you for this church, Lord. Thank you for what they mean to my life. They will never know what they mean to my life, but you do. Now lead us this Sunday. Be with Brother Lane and Miss Kim is there flying back tomorrow and give them a safe flight and get them home safely. Lord, one of the things we don't do so often is to let our pastor and wife know how much we love them. I think this church probably does it more loyal than any church I've ever been in. Let's remember that they need to hear how much we love them and how much we know the Lord loves them. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for eternity. For it's in your name I pray, and Lord, I love you so much. Amen. Amen. Have a good evening.